show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
A new president was inaugurated this morning. The 46th president, Joseph Biden.
Is his name Joseph?
Yeah, it's Joseph.
I should have known
Major
that.
Joseph
is
Biden.
It?
From his time in the military. I got up early to watch this, and I mean just after 3 a.m., and I was really disappointed because I think I was expecting, like, snipers on roofs.
Mm. Like an action movie. Yeah, like Tom Cruise is, like, dangling above just in case.
Yeah, like Tom Cruise drops into shot with that helicopter string attached to his back and then stops just on top of the podium.
You're telling me that didn't happen?
Didn't happen. Literally when I turned it on, it was a dude doing a prayer, and I went, I got out of bed at 3 a.m. to watch this crap. Anyway.
Well, good on you for committing.
Yeah, it was good commitment. We had ScoMo on the show this morning as well too, so you can get that at the catch up. He talked about Biden. So much stuff. Hang about.
There's a new Facebook page, Cliffo, that has me giggling on a daily basis. It's called Buy Swap Hell, and it's actually a Queensland page, but anyone around Australia can submit the ads that they see on their marketplace on Facebook or their buy, swap and sells in their town that are a little bit off.
Can I just put it out there? All buy, swap, sell is buy, swap, hell.
It's such a painful process.
I've had a few encounters with marketplace in my life.
Yeah.
And they never end well.
No, like, it's always a pain in the butt, isn't it?
Tire kickers. And then people come around and they go, I know you wanted this. You know, you want 100, but I'll give you 70.
Yeah. Or they say, yeah, I'll take it, and then they just disappear. They ghost on you.
Or this is one I had too. It was a fridge. Oh, can you deliver it?
No.
I don't have a ute, mate.
I sold a lawnmower, and the guy wanted a full lesson. I don't know. That's why I'm selling it. No, but this one's great because it's listing some of the interesting ads you'll see around Australia on Buy, Swap and Sell. And I've got a few of my favourites that I'm going to read out to you. So this one actually you brought to my attention, Cliff. It was a $60 JB Hi-Fi voucher. You can buy that for $60. Or you can just go spend your $60 at JB.
The funny thing is you got to go and pick it up.
You got to go pick it up.
So you give the guy $60 for his $60. You get to JB. The card's probably already been used.
Yeah, probably. There's also a Bundy rum bottle, but no rum, for $50. It's just a bottle. You can get some hardly worn underwear for $30. That makes me feel really unwell. There is some naughty soaps that you can buy, 3 for $20.
Naughty soaps?
By naughty soaps, I mean they're shaped naughty. Wow. They're not
for
naughty
clean,
areas.
But they're very dirty.
And then this is my fave because it is the most random and kind of disturbing one that I could find. A preserved canary in a jar.
Oh,
bargain price of $50.
Oh, tell them they're dreaming. Tell them they're dreaming.
The Two Town Showdown.
With Cliffo and Gabby.
It reminds me of Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
The budgie's head fell off. Oh. They taped it back on.
Oh, the poor budgie.
All right, 13 10 60. Let's do it. Two Town Showdown. Give us a ring right now. Have a crack at the Two Town Showdown. This is your chance right now, Queensland, to win a monkey shoulder prize pack.
Yes.
Including a bottle of scotch.
And scotch included. It's not just the bottle for this one. So you get the whole prize pack. It's the headphones, sunglasses, cocktail making jigger, and that bottle of scotch.
With scotch in it.
With scotch
all right?
in it.
Drink it. Then put the monkey shoulder bottle on Buy Swap Hell.
There is an interesting new business in Queensland. Well, an interesting new product. It is a plant-based baby formula, which means it is vegan, and it's been created by Selassie Birdie, who is the co-founder and director of Sprout Organic Nutrition. He's actually an ex-Titans player, and he joins us right now. How are you, Selassie?
Really good. Thanks for having us, guys.
From the outset, I am a Cowboys supporter as well.
Yeah, we have to.
We won't hold that against you. Okay.
I'm a supporter of them as well. I grew up in North Queensland, so
fantastic.
The Titans.
We're all on the same team then. That's
you're back
great.
In. Yeah. This is good.
We wanted to talk to you about this new vegan baby formula, Selassie, because you wanted to bring your son up to be plant-based, but you were unable to find the nutrition you wanted for him. So you've just gone and created it.
Yeah, pretty much. I kind of just thought it would be a very simple process. I became plant-based about 7 to 8 years ago, and I just really thought I'd just hop down to the grocery store like I always do, buy plant-based foods, and there'd be something suitable. But when I actually did try to find something, there was literally nothing, not just here in Oz, but across the world. Mm. So I kind of thought, how many other people must be going through this? And maybe there's an opportunity not only to provide my son the nutrition I want to, but also other people. So kind of just stemmed from there.
Yeah. People are so passionate when it comes to feeding babies. My wife and I experienced that when my wife was unable to breastfeed.
Mm.
We experienced a lot of that. And a lot of people do. It's a common story. Have you copped any hatred or any negativity?
Backlash.
Yeah. For what you've created?
Yeah. So I guess, to be honest, that's always going to happen when you create something that's new and novel. There is some backlash. I guess a lot of people are entrenched in the dairy mindset of this is all they've known for over 120 odd years. Mm. But when you actually ask the people the question where you say, if you can provide something that's equal in nutritional sustenance, is more sustainable, has less preservatives, is a cleaner form of nutrition, what are you actually opposed to? They often don't really have an answer to come back with. So I think it's just an education process, to be honest. Like anything that's new, people don't trust things straight away, but I think we'll build trust quickly when we show people our process and everything we've gone through to get to this stage.
How do you know it has the same nutritional benefits as, say, like a dairy-based formula?
Yeah, so all our stuff is based off studies that, particularly in Europe, they did a lot of studies specifically around rice. And when you're talking about babies, the reason why you would feed them formula instead of breast milk is simply because you're unable to breastfeed. We would never recommend anyone take formula over breast milk, but as you alluded to, sometimes it's not always possible.
Mm.
So they did studies where they compared rice formula or rice milk intake with the same vitamins and mineral properties compared to dairy milk. And they found the growth properties to be the same for the baby with no other adverse effects apart from the fact that it was actually a lot more tolerated on children's stomachs, which I think a lot of people can attest to the fact that when you have a lot of dairy, it may not always sit that great.
Well, it's funny you say that because that's what piqued my interest when I saw this product, because as a baby, I was severely lactose intolerant right from word go.
You still are as an adult.
I still am as an adult, yeah, but I couldn't handle my mum's breast milk. So then she put me on formula and there were no alternatives back in the day apart from dairy-based baby formula. So I was pretty much malnourished as a child because I couldn't actually put, you know, that kind of dairy through my system. So, it, you know, it's not just the vegan kind of lifestyle that this would maybe appeal to. But when it comes to, you know, health professionals, do you have any of them on board or do you have health professionals that are still, you know, a little wary of your product? Where's that go?
So on our product advisory board, we have pediatricians, we have dietitians, we have nutritionists, we have GPs. Myself, I have a background in nutrition as well. So we really wanted to create a strong team that basically had a lot of credibility that could really show a way forward with that there's nothing wrong with this product at all. Mm. It's equal to what's out there. We just think that people deserve choice because for too long they haven't had that.
It's an alternative,
It's a field that cops a lot. I don't know, there's seems to be a bit of a mindset.
Yeah, everyone's very strongly swayed one way or the other, aren't
and
they?
And I feel like we just all, I don't know, as a society need to be a bit more accepting of what other people are doing and, you know, the way other people live their lives. And if you want to do something one way, that's great, but it may not be what everyone does and that's cool. So it's really interesting to get your insights this morning. Selassie Birdie is this guy's name, former Titans player. He's now the director of Sprout Organic, sproutorganic.com.au if you want to find out more about this product. Thank you so much, Selassie. Big love.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having us.
Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks, back in the morning after 8 o'clock, $1,000 cash on the line.
Here's an answer for you. Tasmania.
As in, show us your map of.
No.
Yeah. Use it in a sentence.
Tasmania. I can't think of anything but that
she
now.
She showed me her map of Tasmania. Tasmania. And it's for Alpha Bucks.
The part of Australia that's always forgotten on maps.
That's your answer for Alpha Bucks in the morning. It here. I'm a Celebrity. Get Me Out of Here is absolutely killing it this year in the Australian jungle.
The bush.
In inverted commas.
It's in the bush.
And it's like an hour from Sydney. I think it's in the Blue Mountains.
I'm pretty sure Dr. Chris Brown goes surfing every morning before going to work.
They're staying at the Hilton. It's nice for Chris and Julia.
Hip-hop plans.
The show is absolutely killing it, though, in the ratings. We had Jess Eva on yesterday, who we love. So you know Jess, she was on The Block with her hubby Norm. She does radio as well. And she told us a pretty horrific story. Since returning from the Australian jungle, she has had to have bugs washed out of her ear. Because in the, you know that little sort of stagnant waterway where they bathe?
Yeah.
So there's lots of bugs around there.
There's bugs everywhere.
They burrowed into her ear. Mm. This is her telling us how it all came about.
My ears were just hurting and it got to the point, you know when you've got water in your ears and it just like feels like
like
and
aqua
ear. A lot of pressure?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I lost about 30% of my hearing. So I went to the doctor and they're like, oh, you've got all these things pushed up against your eardrum. And so they flushed them out and all these little wings started coming out of my ears. So I was like, oh, that's disgusting.
Crazy. The photo's nice. Actually, producer, but we might be able to get the photo and put it on our Insta, Hit QLD Breakfast. Because the photo is crazy. You can actually see the doc is holding one of those, like, medical trays, and you can see the bug with its wings and stuff all over it.
That's disgusting.
But 131060, want to put it out there. Who else is listening to this and going, yeah, that happened to me? Who has had an animal inside them?
Who's had bugs in their bits?
Who's had bugs in their bits?
So it could be nose, mouth, ear.
What about, I have could be anywhere in... like some African countries or like in the, what's it called? Like the jungles in America and stuff like that.
Mm.
The Amazon, where there's like these little fish and bugs and things that can actually see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a specific
burrow
fish
inside you.
That it goes into where you go to the toilet. Yeah, it goes straight
Have you
in
had
there.
Anything?
I have had a fly up my nose that I couldn't get out. Like, it really got up there, like, so high that I could... Because you would have needed two fingers to get it, to pull it out, but I couldn't fit two fingers up that high. And so, it was bad. It was
131060, there must be other people listening right now. Or maybe this happened to one of your kids, because it's funny when it happens to someone else.
When someone else
is someone you know. 131060, who's listening to this right now and can relate? Who has had an animal in them? Or as Gabby so beautifully put it, who's had bugs in their bits?
Who's had bugs in their bits?
Maybe you got a bug in your bit right now. I don't know. How about a jazz for 131060? If you've had an animal that somehow got in you. Jess Eva on from I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here yesterday. We had bugs in her ears.
Weeks after leaving the jungle.
The bush.
Sorry, the Australian bush. Yeah, she had to have them washed out of her ears.
She told us about it. Listen to this.
My ears were just hurting and it got to the point. You know when you've got water in your ears and it just like feels like
Like
and
aqua
ear. A lot of pressure?
Yeah.
And I lost about 30% of my hearing. So I went to the doctor and they're like, oh, you've got all these things pushed up against your eardrum. And so they flushed them out and all these little wings started coming out of my ears. So I was like, oh, that's disgusting.
I have heard stories in the past of cockroaches burrowing into bodies, like a live
Well,
place,
they love it.
While you sleep.
Dark places.
Dark, warm places, like a nostril.
Imagine a maggot doing the same thing. I reckon that would happen. 131060, though, we do want to know what bug has been in your bits.
Had a bug in your bits. 131060. David, see, David, you've had a bug in your bits, haven't you, mate?
Yes, mate, I have, yep.
What happened?
Moth in me ear at footy training.
What do they feel like?
Not nice when the wings still flap.
Yeah, we've been like all tickly.
You feel it. Yeah, it's good fun.
So hold on, do you think the moth got in your ear at footy training or would it have burrowed in there? Oh, all right.
No, there was like, you could see him just across the whole field. With the lights and everything.
If you're training at night time, if you've got the lights on.
It attracts them all.
Yeah, and what? So were you stationary and it just grabbed the opportunity to get into a nice, warm, dark space?
I don't know. I can't really remember. That's like 30 years ago, but no
it's
one
not something you forget,
me.
Though, is it?
No one would believe me. I went to bed, slept with it, feeling it flap in my ears and everything. Mum wouldn't believe me. And then, went to the doctor the next morning. They syringed it out with a bit of water. And he's come out still flapping.
Still flapping!
He had a great night's sleep. He loved it.
Earwax is tasty.
13 10 60 morning, Aaron.
How you going?
Good, Aaron. What's your story? Have you had bugs in your bits or has someone else?
Nah, my little daughter. So probably about 6 months ago, I was changing her nappy and she'd swallowed a whole wasp.
You're kidding.
How old is she?
She's two now, but she was only just over one then. But wings, everything still attached. Yep.
That's kind of dangerous.
You only knew of this because the evidence has been pooped out and you've seen it in the nappy.
Yep, that's correct. Wouldn't have known otherwise.
I hope it was dead when she ate it.
It was. Well, I'm not sure when she ate it.
It was definitely dead when it came out.
Back in the day when you worked at McDonald's, Cliffo, did you ever work drive-thru?
Yes.
Were you ever the drive-thru attendant?
Yeah. I'm so old that I worked in the days when the drive-thru order was taken with the box.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the old crackly speakers?
You could barely understand.
That was me.
That was you. And back in those days, there was only one drive-thru lane, so it was just one car after another, so all the orders were in order of cars. These days, there can be up to four lanes taking orders. They're then all bottleneck to collect them as they go through. And so I don't know
how they do that.
That's the thing,
We used to stuff up. Like, I would make mistakes because I was useless.
When there was one lane.
A drive-through when there was one lane.
Yeah.
But now, you're right, you can have, because there's two lanes in.
Yeah.
But there's four speaker boxes because there's two per lane.
Yeah.
They're potentially taking four orders.
And they never stuff it up.
At a time.
They have never stuffed it up for me anyway. And I've always been like, how do you know which one's my order? Because you all merge kind of wishy-washy on the way through. Turns out it's been blown wide open by a girl named Katie who works at Macca's, and she has revealed that when you are putting your order through, they are taking a picture of you. They are taking a photo of you in your car making your order. And she specifically said, so maybe don't pick your nose when you order because we see it and we judge you. But that means...
So hold on. So associated with your order.
So as you're talking to the box, they take a photo of your face and your car, like you in your window putting your order in. So when you come to the next window, they can look at you, look at the screen, pick your photo, and it shows your order. And that's how they don't stuff it up when there's so many orders coming through and everyone's bottlenecking into one lane.
I'm so glad that it's, you know, because it corresponds with the photo that's taken with your order. It's not just you rock up and they look at chubby old Cliffo and they're like,
do you want your usual?
He's definitely the double quarter pounder guy. The Hit Breakfast Show.